From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 12, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services has awarded six area fire and rescue units a $150,000 grant to fund their rope rescue efforts. The six units are the Tannersville Fire Department and Rescue Squad, Haynes Falls Fire Company, Palinville Fire Department, Hunter Fire Department No. 1, H.D. Lane Fire Company, and Centerville Cedar Grove Fire Department. The rope rescue members from those units operate jointly as the Twin Clubs Technical Rescue Team. The team specializes in extricating the injured from dangerous places. The grant was announced on Wednesday, February the 10th in Tannersville. The funds will be used for training and equipment. The team has seen an increase in the number and severity of calls in locales like Caterskill Clove. Both State Senator George Amador and Assemblymember Pete Lopez were on hand for the announcement. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Addie Baird is reporting at Politico New York that a new proposal from Governor Andrew Cuomo calls for raising the income eligibility level for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. The increases proposed by the governor will come at no cost to the state. Those changes could help 750,000 New Yorkers receive food assistance. However, the governor's action comes as 53,000 other New Yorkers are set to lose those same benefits on April 1st because of a change in federal welfare policy. Food bank executives held a press conference on Wednesday, February 10th, expressing concern that they will not be able to handle the increased demand. Marguerite Purvis, president and CEO of Food Bank for New York City, said that when SNAP benefits were reduced in 2013, the food banks in the city were overwhelmed. Last September, 45% of the food pantries in her network reported having to reduce portion sizes in order to meet demand. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windom Journal that the Catskill Watershed Corporation has awarded the town of Windom a flood hazard mitigation implementation grant to conduct a feasibility study. The funds will be combined with support already set aside by the Greene County Industrial Development Agency for the same project. The study will examine the possibility of relocating GNH lumber from its current location along the Batavia Kill to an as-yet-undetermined location out of the floodplain. A potential new spot is on the site of the former police anchor camp along Route 23 on the east side of town. Officials have looked at multiple locations, but believe the police anchor camp site holds the greatest potential. GNH Lumber was identified as an anchor business in a local flood analysis in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene. Flooding was particularly harsh in the summer of 2011 at the location GNH currently occupies. Multiple agencies would be involved in any relocation effort, including the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. The department has paid for studies in towns and villages such as Prattsville, where immense infrastructure and flood mitigation improvements are underway. You can read that full story in the Windom Journal. The National Weather Service warns of bitter cold temperatures and extreme wind chills this weekend. The Albany NWS office has issued a special weather statement and hazardous weather outlook for the entire WGXC listening area for a potentially life-threatening situation with extreme cold. Temperatures will fall into the single digits January 12th through January 14th with wind chills between 20 and 45 degrees below zero, especially in higher terrains. According to the National Weather Service, and I quote, "These values will result in frostbite to occur in 10 minutes or less on exposed skin," end quote. Casey Sealer is reporting in the Capital Confidential blog that Rensselaer County must pay $1,000 apiece to more than 800 people who were strip-searched between 1999 and 2002 at the county jail. The State Court of Appeals made the ruling, also saying the county won't have to pay the $760,000 in legal fees. Two lower courts had previously ruled the county's policy of strip-searching every prisoner at the jail, regardless of their alleged crime, was unconstitutional. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And for our final story, Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential is reporting about a lawsuit filed in Columbia County on February 11th that claims New York is not responding so far to a Freedom of Information Law request about plans to expand broadband service across the state. Peter Henner, president of the Alliance for Environmental Renewal, which is now suing to get the information, said, and I quote, "There is a crisis in New York State caused by the systematic denial of information requests by state agencies in order to protect the governor's image. I want to show that it is possible for citizens, small community organizers, and media representatives to fight back, that you do not have to accept endless delays until after the information requested has lost any significance," end quote. So far, the State Economic Development Corporation has not responded to the FOIL request about how it will spend $500 million in public tax dollars to improve broadband access across New York. So Henner's group filed a lawsuit February 11th against Empire State Development in New York State Supreme Court in Columbia County, challenging the lack of public access to public records. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, an Albany Times Union blog. Today is day two of the WGXC High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcast and turnout for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting increasing clouds today with the temperature high near 25 degrees. The wind chill values as low as minus 4 degrees. For Friday night, scattered snow showers, mainly between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low around 10 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Friday night is 30%. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, isolated showers before 7 a.m., then isolated snow showers after 10 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with temperatures falling to around 4 degrees by 5 p.m. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 17 degrees. It will be blustery with a northwest wind at 14 to 21 miles an hour. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind chill warning beginning at 1 p.m. And on Sunday, sunny with a wind chill warning in effect until 1 p.m., a temperature high near 11 degrees. Sunday night mostly clear with a low around 0 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:24 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 12th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.